MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Among its scary haunted houses and long corn mazes, the village of Cloudcroft will host its annual harvest parade, its village-wide trick-or-treat, and other events to celebrate Halloween and the fall season. Comes up Saturday, downtown Cloudcroft on Burrell Avenue. Black River Center for Learning has been selected for this year's Best of Carlsbad Award in the Retreat Center category by Carlsbad Award Program. Each year, the Carlsbad Award Program identifies companies it believes have achieved exceptional marketing success in their local community and business category. Various sources of information were gathered and analyzed to choose the winners in each category. Roswell police investigating a death they say a dead man found in the backyard of a home near the central part of the city. Police identified the man as 33-year-old Corey Deck. His body discovered at about noon Sunday with at least one gunshot wound. Anyone with information about his death, you're asked to contact Roswell police. Wastewater from oil and gas operations was an emerging problem in southeast New Mexico, host of the Permian Basin oil fields and severe drought, forcing several of the region's largest operators to act. For every barrel of oil produced in the basin, up to 10 barrels of wastewater is generated. A combination of flowback from hydraulic fracturing or fracking operations and formation water brought up with crude oil and natural gas. It also takes a lot of water to frack. The process of pumping fluids underground to break up underground shale rock so fossil fuels can be extracted. About 4 million gallons per well, according to the American Petroleum Institute. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.